This is the Aligned Athlete Podcast, the place for basketball players who are looking to unlock their limitless potential on and off the court by tapping into their mindset, habits, and lifestyle design. If this sounds like your kind of thing, come and hang out with me. I'm your host, Dr. Rosie Mead, mental performance coach to some of the top basketball players. Make sure you connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead. But for now, let's head into today's episode. Hey, hope you're good. So I'm recording this on Monday. I hope that you had a great weekend, whatever you were up to. We had a birthday party, some time with family, went off to the races with, so my husband works for a brewery and they sponsor one of the races. So we had an amazing day there and my dad and auntie came. So it was, yeah, just a really nice like family time. Like we definitely needed that. And Sunday always seems to be kind of like an unwind day. Although I'm ramping up my fitness at the moment. So a bit of a vulnerability share. And I think it's really important that we share this stuff. You know, we're all doing this work. And the inner work doesn't stop, which is the beauty of it, because we're always growing. But I've been doing like strength-based workouts from home for probably about 3 years. So yeah, I think I started it during lockdown. And I've got a personal trainer, she gives me my plan, like my training plan, my nutrition plan. I like had really high motivation with it for quite a long time. Last year I had a photo shoot, was like super, super motivated just before that. I had my goal. And then being really honest, the last year since I had the photo shoot, my motivation, but like, let's face it, it's my commitment, because that's what underpins our motivation. It's really waned, and it's because I put work first. I have, you know, my own mindset gremlins about it, the kind of you need to work harder. I mean, I love my work. This is often my downfall. So, you know, I'll prioritize work and supporting clients and putting kind of everyone else first above like supporting my own. It's mainly my physical health, my mental health. I'm on top of my mindset, you know, I work on all the time. But to be honest, I could, you know, I could spend all day working on my mindset. Like I got so many tools that, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. I could very easily just prioritize that and not actually go and get the thing done, which is going to support my physical health. So I'm actually having some mindset coaching. I mean, I've always had mindset coaches. I still do have mindset coaches for my business and for life generally. But I'm now working with a mindset coach to help me get out of my own way so I can go and train. So this is really funny. So I have my personal trainer, Britt, who is amazing. And now I'm working with, he's actually a basketball player. So some of you listening probably know him, Raffle Thomas Edwards. And he's also a personal trainer, but is really keen to support people with the mindset around, you know, like, why do you self-sabotage or get in your own way and not take kind of the best care of your physical health? So we've only been working together since Thursday, so it's been like 3 days. But even just having that support, you know, it's helped me to get out of my own way. I mean, one, there's that high achiever in nature. I want to tell him that I've done my checklist for today. But you know, it's more than that. It's being able to share those mindset gremlins, the things that get in our way. You know, I've got, because I'm so aware of my thoughts. So, you know, I ping messages all the time, like, okay, this thought just came up, but like, this is a recurring theme for me. Like this just popped up. And then what he does, which has been amazing, is that he then like just unsticks it. You know, he does what a mindset coach does. And even mindset coaches need mindset coaches to help us. You know, you need that outsider to help you unpick it. So he's helping me to kind of, yeah, just like reframe it, get out of my own way, focus on the commitment, connect with my vision, you know, all the stuff that I do. When he's saying this, I'm like, I know this, like I tell my clients, but hey, we need support sometimes to turn that back to ourselves. So the weekend, that was a long-winded way to say that the weekend also meant that I was doing, getting on top of my workouts, going out for a walk. I'm like determined to get my steps every day, my 11,000 steps. And yeah, it's been good. I mean, I'm feeling so good today, honestly. So it's 2:20 in the afternoon. normally I'd be flagging around about now. And the only thing that perks me up is when I talk to my clients, because that energy, I step into that kind of role or persona or whatever it is, and the energy comes through, and then I feel really good. But yeah, I'm feeling good because I've been working out, because I've been taking care of myself. I've been hitting my, like, drinking my 3 liters of water. Although I'm popping to the loo like every few minutes, that's fine. It's a reminder that I'm taking care of myself, as well as the achiness that I'm feeling. Every time I stand up, I'm like, oh, my glutes. But it's a reminder that I've been working out, I've been taking care of myself. So that was my weekend. And I got out on a walk just before the podcast, which is, yeah, probably also why I'm feeling really, really good and energized, which will set me in a good food mood for going and picking up the kids. So today I wanted to talk about something that might be seen as a bit woo, but as a woo person myself, I definitely don't see this as something woo. And as an aside, it was a question I asked a client yesterday. So there's a new moon at the moment, and I wanted to share with him the kind of the message that comes around this kind of Scorpio new moon about releasing, the old version of ourselves, stepping into a new power. Like, it's really, really powerful stuff. But I didn't want to just jump in and be like, well, there's a new moon and this is the things and the energy. So I just messaged him and I was like, I got something to tell you, but how woo can I go with you? And then I thought, actually, you know what? I'm going to put this out on my Instagram as well. So I put a poll out asking my followers, like, how woo can I go with you on here? And there were two options. One, I'm trying to remember what exactly I put, but one was like, that's fine, like, go all out woo. Oh, I can't remember how I actually worded it. And the second one was no woo boo. And 100%, I can't argue with the data. 100% people said you do woo. So I was like, okay, I will. So I'm going to bring it onto the podcast. But the irony is, I'm starting with something that I really don't think is woo. It's a neuroscience tool as well. It's really about taking inspired action. So I'm going to be talking about manifestation. And I wanted to share three steps. So three, really, they're, well, I was going to say simple. They're not necessarily simple, but they're super clear. And you can come back to this time and time again. There's a beauty of manifestation, it's a journey. So these aren't like you do steps 1 to 3 and then bam, you're done. Like, we might go around quite a few times, or this might be something that you now do forever as part of your personal growth and development. And for me, it definitely is. And I might go around on one of the points for a while before I move to the next one. But the three steps for manifestation are, I'll go through them now and then I'll talk through each one separately. So first of all, symbolic decluttering. So we've got to declutter something. Secondly, set clear goals. And the third point is to take inspired action. So there are three, super clear steps: declutter, set clear goals, take inspired action. Now, often we want to jump to that goal setting first, especially as high achievers, high performers, like, we want to jump to the, like, well, this is my goal, this is what I'm focused on. But we've got to take a step back, because actually, first of all, if you haven't achieved this goal, and maybe it's been a goal of yours for a while, there's that whole thing around, if you take the same action, I'm probably paraphrasing. If you, oh no, what is it? Do the same thing, you get the same result. So actually, if it's a goal that you've had in your mind for a while, setting that goal again isn't going to get you any closer, because if you haven't achieved it by now, it means that the action that you're taking just isn't supporting you. So what you've got to do first is declutter. So whether it's a new goal, recurring goal, or whatever is irrelevant. But you've got to declutter, and whether that's physically decluttering, there's a direct link, and I'm sure you feel it as well, with that kind of physical clutter can often just make our mind feel cluttered as well. Now, I am saying, I don't live in a show home, and I have kids and dogs, and this is a step that I am going back to all the time. I might declutter something, and then, like, the next week it's like pooped up again, and I have to declutter again. My car is one, that's something I seem to let pile up and then I go back. Again, if you can hear this is like my my own limiting belief, my own story coming into play. I can change that. I can stop being the person who has a cluttered car. I probably need to just stop that now. But, you know, physically decluttering. So it might be tidying a space or making a space so that you can have somewhere, I don't know, somewhere where you can sit and just be alone with your thoughts or whatever it is. You know, it can be really small. It doesn't need to be anything huge, but physical declutter. But don't only do a physical declutter. Go a level deeper and look at a mental or emotional declutter as well. Because, you know, last week's episode, I was talking about social media. Our minds can be so full of information and so full of, you know, useless information at times. And we're consuming information all the time. So, you know, if you're looking at your on-court performance, you want to reduce that mental clutter. You know, manifestation, we're not just looking at your on-court performance. We're looking at how you want to be, how you want to live your life, you know, manifesting the things in your life that matter to you. But yes, you know, performing at your best is going to be up there, right? So you want to be clearing that mental clutter so that, you know, you're clearing your energy so that you can allow more things to come to you so that you're in a position to receive. And obviously that's the thing around manifestation, being open to receiving. But in order to do that, we've got to do the mental declutter. So whether it is, yeah, reducing what you consume on social media or how much time you spend on social media or the, you know, menial stuff that gets stuck in our head, but also deeper than that, releasing, you know, the limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging behaviors where we're getting in our own way, the stories that we've held on to for so many years that don't serve us right now, aren't going to serve us to manifest what we want and for this kind of leveling up or next chapter of our life. You know, emotional declutter as well. Maybe there are people in your life that you either need to let go of and release, or it might not always be that simple. So you might look at where you can create boundaries so that you're protecting your energy and you're decluttering that mental and emotional baggage. Even just saying that, I'm like, oh, that feels so good. And I do this a lot myself. Then step two, like I said, everyone wants to jump to step two first of all. But then once you've decluttered, you know, and it can be something really small. So I did a 10-day manifesting challenge the other week. And for my declutter, that was like day one, I literally just tidied my little bit of my desk. So we have a big desk, me and my husband share it. I mean, his side is normally tidier than mine, I'm just saying. But I, for that day one, I literally just tidied my little bit of the desk. So I might still be surrounded by books and things behind me. You can't see me. But, you know, my little bit of my desk was decluttered. And often when I'm manifesting, it's around my business, it's around clients. So that made sense for my brain to have that clear space. And actually now as I record this podcast, it's really nice. I've kind of managed to keep on top of it, which is good. My commitment to myself. But so then we go on to setting clear goals. Now, from a, you know, whatever you believe in, universe, God, add in your own names perspective, then if we're not clear on what we want, we're not going to receive it. I mean, one, from our own, you know, if we go back to the mental declutter, our mind's going to be cluttered if we're not actually clear on what we want. If we keep going from, you know, one thing to another, we don't quite achieve a goal. And so we set another goal and then we set another one and we're just constantly having this kind of slippage or various things coming in, you know, one that's going to create some kind of a bit of chaos in our brain. But it also means that we're not putting those intentions out there. It's not clear. And therefore, we're not going to receive what we want because we actually don't really know what we want. So it's about bringing it back to the simple. You know me, I love things to be simple. My brain loves simplicity, and I'm sure that your brain does too. So we set our clear goals. You know, what is it that you're wanting to manifest into your life? And you can, you know, you can get clear on that in so many different ways, whether you're journaling, whether you're creating a vision board, whether you're, you know, just talking it through with a friend or a coach, but getting super clear, write it down somewhere. So you've got this focus, you know, ideally add a deadline. We like kind of SMART goals, so that, you know, like you've got a goal and you've got a deadline and you've got that kind of timeline that just, it makes it so clear in our brain. Like, we know exactly what we want. We know what our intention is. Now we're going to put it out there. But where people get stuck on manifesting, and why people, you know, sometimes roll their eyes if we talk about manifestation, is that they think that it's just about the dreaming. Going to put it out to the universe. I'm going to expect miracles. I wish it worked that way. It doesn't. So what you're then going to do, the third step, is to take inspired action. Now, this is the thing from a neuroscience perspective. Your brain is going to support you to take this inspired action. If you're super clear on step two around setting clear goals, if you're clear on what you want, suddenly your brain knows this is important to you. This is what we're focusing on. This is the person that we're going to become. This is the behavior, the actions that we're going to take to help us to achieve that goal. If your brain then is so clear on what that goal is, it's going to support you to take that inspired action. Now, I love the term inspired action, because we can all take action. You know, we can be busy, we can think that we're being productive, we can have our checklist. I mean, years ago I stopped having a to-do list, and I love it. I just have like three things now that I do. Like, if nothing else gets done, these three things get done, I'll be happy. That stems from taking inspired action. So it's not just about taking action, it's about taking inspired action that's aligned with those goals that we have, that we've got clear on. And that's the power of manifestation. You know, I've said before about what we think, like, we're in control of our thoughts. That impacts our feelings, that impacts the action, which ultimately leads to the result that we're desiring. And that's such an empowering thought, is that if we're clear on our goals, we tell our brain what's important to us, our brain's going to support us, we're going to take inspired action to show up, you know, consistently every single day in a way that's going to help us to get that result that we're after. So that's why I like to think of it as practical manifesting, because yes, it's manifesting. You know, you're putting your intentions out there, and there are lots of ways that you can connect to your soul. And I'm, you know, firm believer in this, in connecting with your soul, connecting with your spiritual side to get what you want. But it's not just about that. So it is about connecting to all of this, aligning everything together so that you take inspired action. Like, that's the beauty of it. Obviously, there are so many different tools that you can bring in as well. I'm going to put a social media post out this week around that, you know, whether it's visualization or affirmations or journaling. I mean, there's so much. You can Google it. You can, you know, also feel free to drop me a message if you ever want to chat about this. This is something that I'm bringing more and more into my coaching now as well, because I think it's so important as like the foundations for us then working on mindset and mental performance, and just aligning you as a whole person to you on the court. You know, that's what I preach all the time. This is all about you as an individual and supporting you to achieve everything that you desire, because you can. And, you know, often that comes down to getting out of our own way. And that's where we work on the mindset. But yeah, if you've got any questions around this, or you want some more tools or tips or whatever, you know, as you can tell, this has probably been one of my longest podcast episodes. As you can tell, this is a subject that I'm really passionate about, and I want to be talking about it more as well, and sharing my own manifestation journey, because I do this stuff daily. You know, I link it in with my mindset work, with my mental performance training. It just is who I am. So yeah, got any questions, drop me a message. I would love to talk about it. But for now, I shall love you and leave you, and I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, why not share it with three friends? Don't forget to connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead.